sorry, Mr.
I was just going to give you a call. I was just going to give you another call because I'm like, I don't understand where she's at.
Oh, I've been on and off the phones all day, and I was on the other line every time you called. It was kind of hit or miss today, but you know I'll never forget about you. I'll always get back to you eventually.
Eventually might be too late.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's been a crazy day.
You can run the card.
Oh, I can. Okay, so let me go in here and pull up your account and we'll run the card.
Oh,
that'll help you because then you're going to have...
Good Lord.
Oh, it's saying insufficient funds. I think it took
again
to run it. Yeah, it's...
It shouldn't be.
I have the right card. Maybe something changed. We have Visa ending in 7667.
Yep. And I just got done using it, too. And I know there's enough in there. And that's, like I said, if I don't get a hold of you right away, somebody takes it over. I don't know who would have.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Is it 10 of 25 for the expiration, or maybe that changed?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay.
Nope, nothing changed. But it should have already gone through. I don't understand, because what I ordered for groceries only didn't come out till... because I have 300 in there. I work the food. But there should be over 100 still in there. I don't understand who would, unless they did take it out, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who else would have been, but I know before you used to say that there were other companies that would try to grab it before us, so. Let me see I'm gonna see if this will work one second here. Nope, it's still not going through. I thought maybe if I tried to put like a $20 service credit on here and just try to process it for $79, but that's...
No, because that's not right. Okay, I'm going to have to figure out what happened to it then, because it shouldn't have gone anywhere else. It shouldn't have been gone. It shouldn't be gone at all.
Can you log on to your bank account or something? I don't mind waiting.
Well... I'd rather just call tomorrow then, because I got more money anyways. I can take more money.
Okay,
and,
you got it, Lori. Give us a buzz tomorrow, and we'll take care of it then.
And I do have to apologize that your gift was late. Is late still because everybody's gift was late. Trust me. Everyone.
Yeah, I know you've been going through a lot this year. But how did everything pan out with that accident? Is everything okay now?
I don't have a car still.
Oh, really? Wow.
And I got two dogs that still need surgery. I have to pick up pills. I have no way of getting around to get these things. And it's like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Who was that in the background barking right now?
Oh, that was Jersey. Here's the thing. Jersey. Here's the thing. The man, owed $9,000-some. Okay?
Okay.
And then, And he knew he owed quite a bit of money. He told me he was just going to give it all to me. But then, what happened is that I contacted him and said, here's the deal, And he goes, I can't pay it all now. And I said, why does this always happen to me? No one can ever pay it. Listen now. This is my fault though, because I gave him a break. He said that he lost everything. He lost his house. He lost everything. I mean, he had his car, I'm guessing, because it still gets around. So everything else he lost, other than his job and his car, I don't know if it was his wife or girlfriend. Anyway, whatever it was, he gave it all to her. And I said, my gosh, I said, what goes around comes around. And I said, so I'm going to make it come around to you.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And now, of course, that ruined it for me because I couldn't get another car, nothing,
Yeah.
Because he's only paying me $1,000 a month,
Wow.
And he still has like $7,000 to go, I mean.
So I'm just.
And so it's like, whatever, people, I don't know what, And yes, and it's like, how come it goes around for everybody else, but it doesn't come back to me ever?
Right?
It's like,
exactly.
What the hell is wrong with that shit? Why does it ever come back to me? Ever? And I'm like, I've waited this long. 12, even Steve K even knows. It's been years and nothing's come around to me.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Oh, I know. As long as I've been working with you, it's been like you've had to work hard for everything you have. Nothing comes around free for you. It's, if anything.
No!
It's for you. Yeah. Exactly.
I know. It's like, if something bad.
You have a good.
That's why I'm wearing a big sign, like one of the highway signs, you know? You know, like a highway sign that says, you know,
yeah.
Lori's here, Lori's coming, Lori's around somewhere. Treat her like trash and dump her, you know, or whatever. And I swear it's a big sign that I'm just walking around with because it never fails. Because I told somebody else the last night when they called me about Jordan Train. And Jordan said, you need to be quiet or go upstairs. So, and I told him, you know, no, I cannot do it this way.
Yep, because
you know, he always wants to do, everybody wants to do, oh, I can't do it all, you know, and I'm like, there is no other business that would let you do it without any other way, you know,
exactly.
And I said, and I'm always willing to, and I said, you know, oh, and I says, here we go again with another one, and then they told me, the man told me, no problem, I have it, no problem, well, they don't have it, apparently, come today, when it was, yep, last night, I just talked to him, and I'm like, you know, and he goes, oh, I'll have it up front, you know, of course, now, they don't, and it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, is this going to happen again? You
right.
know, and I said, fine, you know, and I said, believe me, though, you're going to tell me exactly what everybody else says, but I wouldn't do that to you. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
I said, do you know how many people have told me that? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I can count the many people, and I said, you know, and I don't understand. And I said, fine, you know, whatever. I don't get this, you know? And I, no matter how I help people out, nothing comes my way. No one helps me with crap. You know, somebody
you know
says you need something. But then when I say, okay, this is what I need, well, I can't do that. That's what I'm saying. Nobody can, either nobody wants to help or nobody can. You know, and you know what
right.
I have learned, even when I was homeless, I have learned that the people who can won't, and the people who can can't.
Right, right.
You know, the people who want to can't, I should say. That's what I wanted to say. The people who want to can't. And it's like, whatever, you know? But I'm just, and yet I would give my last dollar to help someone out, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I know you would. You wear your
heart. And people are just like looking at me like, whatever.
I know.
And I, you know, I cry almost every day. I almost cry every day because it's like, no matter what, you know? And if I tell, and then the church that I go to, oh no, we keep everything to, you know, hush, hush, if you tell us, we don't tell nobody else. Well, that was a big fat lie.
Really?
Because the minute I got in an accident, I had phone calls coming in and I said, how do you know? I just told one person and I said, you mean to tell me he already made phone calls and told people? That's not their business. Nobody's business unless I want someone to know. It's no one's business. And then when I, and he said, but you were looking for her, for, what's his face? What do you need him for? And I'm like, that's your business.
Right?
What are you people?
Yeah, they're.
And I'm like, they told me that your church wasn't the same way, and you know what? The church is the same as every other church. They try to tell you that they're not, but see, I'm smarter than that. They must think I'm just dumb, fell off the dumb yam wagon or something. But it's like, you know, they told me, oh no, we're not like that. We don't do that. You know, if you do something for someone, you don't expect nothing back. Well, guess what? They do. They just try to make it look nicer than that. They said, oh, you know, people will do things for you. You will do things for people. And I'm like, so you do the same thing. You do expect the same thing.
Was that Latter-day Church that you were going to? Or
yes!
Is that a different one?
Yes!
I remember you told me you were happy with that for a while. So I'm sad that
I was,
you know,
but then until somebody did something. You know, you know, I told her some things that I wasn't supposed to tell her at all. I wasn't supposed to tell anybody. You know, the U.S. Marshal will say you're not supposed to tell no one. You know, the FBI tells you tell no one. Well, I told her a little bit of things. I told her a little bit of stuff that, you know, I figured, you know, that little bit wouldn't harm nothing because they don't know everything. Well, then they decided, well, I need to know more. And then, but then you're making this up. Why would I make that up?
Yeah.
I said, just because I didn't tell you everything doesn't mean I made it up. And I says, I have proof of everything, you know, but I says, I don't owe you nothing.
You know what they do sometimes when it's certain people? They do the, oh, pray for Lori. Lori got into a car accident and this and that, but it's just another way to gossip. So now everybody knows that Lori got into an accident.
And I'm telling you, I know it doesn't do a thing.
Yeah. And like you said, you didn't want anybody to know. So now, like, there's people that are contacting you that you don't want to have to deal with. You know, that's not right. But, yeah.
And I'm like, and then they asked me, why don't, she goes, well, why don't you just tell me anything? And I said, now I've learned not to tell anybody anything.
Right.
I said, I don't ask anybody for anything. I says, I never ask about anybody. I just become friends with them. I don't ask where you're from, why do you work there, where do you work. I don't ask nothing.
Yeah.
I says, because you just pick that up along the way. It doesn't matter where they work. You know?
Exactly.
It really doesn't matter. I mean, whatever, you know, if they're sick, you know, they're sick or whatever, you know. Whoop-de-doo.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I don't question people. I never ask anything. I never get nosy and ask anybody anything about anything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but everybody else is doing it where, you know, and I'm like, you know what? This is not what I planned on. If I tell you one thing, then you're going to be wanting to know more. Just forget it.
Yeah.
You know? Because I says, and then I says, but, you know, get to know someone. You have to get to know somebody by hanging out with them. That's it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Not by just questioning them, you know? It's like the dating lines, you know? They could be lying to you. Facebook lies all the time.
Oh, for sure.
People on Facebook lie all the time, and it's like, how do I know that's really you, you know? And I caught one guy lying. He goes, I'm really not 35. I bet you not, because I said, you don't look it. He looked like he was 50-something, you know? And I'm like, see, that's what I'm saying. I know people lie. And I was like, no one has to lie to me to be my friend on Facebook.
Right.
Nobody has to say anything. Just say hi and say, how was your day? And you know, and if you went to a movie and it was funny, tell me about it. Whatever. That's all I want. I don't care about anything else. You know, I don't care.
My husband is so funny because he'll always like come, oh, did you hear that this happened and this celebrity died and that's, and I'm like, how do you know? Oh, I saw it on Facebook, and I just start laughing. I'm like, well, that doesn't mean it's true. Like, I would believe it if you said you saw it on the, you know, CNN news or something, but I'm like, you can't take those, because what they do is they'll say, oh, rest in peace, sure, or something, and there'll be all these tags, and they're just trying to get someone to click on the link so they get views, and then they're monetizing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, you know, unless you see it on the regular news, don't believe any of that stuff, you know? Because
you don't, and you know what? You know, and then there's some people on Facebook that say that, you know, like Rob Lowe and you know, Matt Dillon or somebody's on this one and be friends with me. Yeah, right. I know better than that.
Exactly.
And then when you hook up, and then when you say, yeah, you accept their friendship, and then some things come in, and I'm like, okay. And you know, here's the thing, too, is a tip. I always tell people, they say the same thing to everyone.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Sure.
It's always the same session or same paragraph.
Catch one that's going to go for it. So they just have their same thing, and eventually they'll catch someone that you know, believes them, you know? So most people are smart enough like you are. You have your guard up. But they're going to, if they keep going, they're going to find someone that believes it, you know? So,
Oh, guess what? I didn't tell you the other part. I didn't tell you the other part, though.
What is it?
There was a lady that, you know, because we were wanting to pick up another police dog, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Belgian Malinois from, you know, and a lady said she had some. Well, you wouldn't believe the runaround she gave us. Okay. We said, yes, we have the money. We'd like to come and get them. And she goes, oh, no, you gotta fill out, you know, pay for the paperwork first. And I'm like, we never had to do that before.
Yeah.
What's that about? And I said, well, I says, if that's important to you, we'll come and do that and pay for that when we get there. Oh, no, you can't do that. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with her? And then she goes, we'll meet you somewhere. What? And I'm like, what is she talking about? We'll meet us somewhere. And then I thought, and then she had her grandma, and I'm like, you know, I says, we never had any problem like this before, you know, picking up the dog. We just go there, pick it up. They do the paperwork we need. You know, we never paid for paperwork. We never paid for the paperwork the last two times. And I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I says, we're prepared for that. We have the money. We'll go, you know, we'll be there. Oh, no, you can't do that. And then she goes, then you gotta pay for this. And I'm like, you just want my card number. No, we don't. We just want your, and then, you know, she said, oh no, just give us your card number. No, we don't want your, you know, bank number. And I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, you're just stupid. And then I finally told her, you know, you're scamming. I told her, I says, you do know I can call another officer in your area and they can come check you out. Then she has
right,
her grandmother
exactly.
getting up. You know what her grandmother, oh, I'm a Christian. Why would we lie? And I'm like, oh, please. You're so stupid. And I'm like, oh, please, whatever. You know, and I'm telling you, she, and I know she was, because she kept refusing to take the money. We had the money, we'd go down and get them. But she kept saying, oh, no, no, you got to pay for the paperwork first. Oh, no, you got to pay for this first. And I'm like, no, you don't. When we
it
never had to do that before, what's that, when is that new?
Where there was no puppy, she wanted to take the money and scam you.
She and you know, never. You can get puppy pictures anywhere, and you know, she could have taken them from someone else who actually
that's what
has
I'm thinking. She wanted you to be dumb enough to fill out the paperwork and pay her, and then when it comes time to get the puppy, then she's nowhere to be found, you know? I'm happy you knew that wasn't going to happen. Good for you. Yeah.
And I thought, yeah. And she wanted $700. We thought that was a good deal because our last ones cost a lot more.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And I'm like, I don't get this, but you know, I'm just getting scammed all the time. I get people that take stuff off my card still, and if that money's gone, I have no idea who took that out.
Right? Yeah.
Because that shouldn't have been there. That should have still been in there.
Are you going to go to the bank and figure it out, or are you going to log on in the morning, or are you just going to put more money?
I'm going to call it and get the transactions and,
okay.
You know, and see, but otherwise, I'll just call you tomorrow. Let's make it our time to call you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because in that way, I'm not calling you all day.
I put in here that I'll touch base with your account at 9 o'clock right when I come in. Is that too early?
Oh, that's too early.
Okay, because you need time to go over there. How about noon your time?
Yes, that would be good.
Okay, I'll call you at noon your time, and if you get there sooner and I'm on the other line, as soon as I see that you're calling in, that will trigger me to pull up your account and try to process it, because I'll know that that's why you're calling. So if you get
okay.
it done soon,
yeah.
don't worry, because then I can just call you right back and be like, hey, Lori, I was on the other line, but I saw you calling in, so I processed it, you know? So I'll call you back to confirm it if you want to do it sooner, but if not, I'll call you at noon tomorrow, okay?
Okay, so it'd be 2 o'clock your time then, so that's, yeah, I made sure to look at the time because I said, yeah, I have to remember they're 2 hours difference, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
make sure
exactly.
she's still there.
We're behind you, though. It's 10 o'clock our time.
I know.
Noon in Minnesota. Yeah, so 10 o'clock my time.
Oh, I know.
I'll follow up with you, and then if you get there sooner, then, you know, you just call me, and then once I see the call coming in, I'll process it for you, okay?
But, you know, I'm just like, no, every week, you know, it's just crap. Every freaking week.
Yeah. I know.
My ribs are hurting. I injured myself, and I'm telling you, they hurt more now than they did before because I thought I had whiplash because my neck hurted, but it didn't hurt my, but my ribs do, my ribs, my side. And it's not the front of my ribs. It's kind of like on the side.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, and they're hurting, they're bothering me more now than they did before. And I'm like, I don't understand. And I says, maybe I have to go get an x-ray. I says, I've had cracked ribs before, but only in, right in front, you know, where, right where the, chest area is, but I said
yeah.
I've never had anything on the side or the back or nothing, and I said and
yeah.
it's really bothering me a lot, you know, and it's like I don't understand, and I'm like I don't know, and I says unless they're really bruised, I don't know how long bruised ones heal, I don't know, but
yeah, wow,
but
I never experienced a rib fracture or anything, so I don't even know like how to
normally
broken. If it's like a knee or something, you could say, oh, you should ice it or elevate it, but what do you do for a rib, you know? That
you can't elevate, you can't do nothing.
I had
cracked ribs more than one and I'm telling you, I was laying in bed, you can't lay on your side, you can't move, you can't get up, you can't even do nothing. I mean, you have to lay on your back the whole time and not move as much as possible, but I didn't go, I went to the hospital and they said, you just have to, I'm like, they can't do anything for cracked ribs, and they are the worst.
Yeah,
It is the worst.
And I
hurt my foot too. So that just healed. That's actually better unless the dog stops stepping on my feet. You know, when I didn't have it injured, nobody steps on it. But now that it's injured, every dog has stepped on it. And they're like, how is that possible?
Yeah, it's always like that in life. The minute you have, something that's hurting you, that's when everyone will bump into it. And, that's so funny.
And I'm like, it's not like I have clown feet. They don't stick out 10 feet, How are you going to manage to step on it? Every time you walk by now, you're stepping on it. But yet, before it was injured, and nobody ever stepped on it like that. And now it's like all the time. God. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
But I've never had, and I've been crying a lot because I don't know what to do anymore. It's like, I'm not coming out ahead in anything. I'm not being able to pay my bills. I don't have a car because, my next worry, this is my next worry, not even me to make my cancer, because the Mayo Clinic, they do the research for me because I'm doing the research study. And they gave it to someone else because I can't get there.
Oh, wow.
And so they gave it to someone else because I can't get there, and it's like, whatever.
With everything you
Yes, but I'm always in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I don't take pain pills, I found out if I really don't take pain pills, I get more pain every day. Every day escalates, and I'm like, and I didn't really, and I thought that I would be okay without it, and I'm not.
That's no good.
So I went for 5 days, and I'm like, I says, no, I don't feel good. I'm really hurting. And da 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 da. And I'm like, this is not good. And the next day it was even worse. Not terribly worse, but you could just feel it as getting worse every day.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't like a ton, but I just feel the levels, And I'm like, I don't know. This isn't right. And I said, I do need that pain med, don't I? And I'm like, this is stupid,
Yeah.
And because I don't want to be depending on things, but I got to depend on it apparently.
Yeah.
So. But the thing that worries me the most is that if I can't get one of my dogs to the vet, they could die.
Oh, that's really
And you know
sad.
How shitty that's going to make me feel? Do you know how shitty I'm going to feel? I'm
I
going
know.
To blame me the whole time, the whole freaking time.
Yeah. I can relate. I had that happen to me once when I was very young with my Basset Hound. I came home from work. And back then, my husband and I were like sharing one car. So I'd come home from work and he'd take it and go to work. And when I worked in the morning, I would take it. So right after he left, I noticed that my dog was vomiting and diarrhea and blood was coming out.
Oh.
And he was at work and I had no way to get a hold of him. And so I was trying to call like my friends and my mom and like nobody could help me and come like pick me up. And so I had to wait for him to get off. And by the time he got off, they said that she had parvovirus, and long story short, she passed away in the car on the way home from the emergency vet. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't want that to happen, and I don't know how to prevent it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm worried. And this is causing me stress, too, because that's all they do is worry. Because, I wondered how the neighbors actually got away with it too, because they have dogs too, and they've had one car for a long time, and I'm like, I don't know what happens if something happens, and I know a lot of people, I know back in the days, I don't know how they did it back in the days, but they got by with it all, everybody, got by with one car or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now nobody can get by with nobody, no transportation.
Yeah, and you need it for those dogs to get them to the vet and back,
And you can't call the ambulance to get your dog to the vet.
I know, you can't. That's true.
No.
Because
somebody asked me that, and I'm like, really? They're not going to come for that?
They're not going to come for that. Yeah, exactly. Mm-mm. And if the vet has that type of a service, if they're going to charge an arm and a leg for it, it's not going to be free,
Nope.
Yeah, so...
And the vet says, well, if you can get your dog here, well, did you not hear me? I have no car.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
I mean, I panicked one time because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get my dog to the vet. If it happens, who will I call? No one, because no one's going to come take me to the vet. One time I did that already, I almost lost my dog twice.
Really?
One lady says, She goes, well, let me finish my yard, my mowing first. Really?
Mm.
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, they don't see the urgency. It's so sad.
It is, and I was so upset because I'm like, really? Your lawn could have waited an hour or two, I'm sure. Even if it doesn't, you can go out another day and finish it. What the hell?
Yeah, I know. Because sometimes if it is crucial, like it was with my dog, with Parvo, if I got her in there sooner and she got treated sooner, she would have probably made it. But because I had to wait that whole 8-hour shit, you know, she got worse and worse and worse. And by the time I took her, like, she couldn't even walk anymore. I had to pick her up and carry her to the car. And, yeah, it was really sad.
Did you cry too, Lori?
I still do once in a while because she was my baby. You know, I loved her so much. So I think nowadays things are a little bit easier in that aspect, though, because there's Lyft, there's Uber, there's all kinds of, you know, even like Enterprise Rent-A-Car, they have a thing.
Uber takes forever.
Uber takes forever now. But it wouldn't have taken like the whole shift, you know, that whole 8 hours that I had to wait, you know, I could have gotten there sooner, but back then they didn't have any of that stuff, you know? So now,
an officer buddy of mine lost his dog. Four police canines are dead.
Oh, wow.
All in 2 weeks in the line of duty, because you know why? Because cops can't do anything anymore. They can't touch nobody, they can't shoot nobody, they can't do nothing because of everything about this George Floyd shit.
Yeah, that's so dumb. Yeah.
They said the cops can't do anything, even they pulled the officers out of school even because they said, well, if we can't do our job, what's the point?
Yeah.
They said they can't defend themselves anymore, they can't defend the public anymore, and so they send the dogs in. One dog got caught five times.
Oh,
five freaking
so
times.
Bad.
And the other one got stabbed 10 times.
Wow.
And the dog, one of the dogs is alive, and one officer, he lost his dog. Gratefully, it was on retirement age, you know, he was just getting old, and they had a service before he even passed away. They had him go on the gurney. To go put down, you know, and they already put what they were going to bury him, put on top of him, what he was going to be dying in and stuff. And the cop was just crying over him before they could get him in. And everybody's holding him saying, you know, we're here for you. And they're all saying, oh, we love this dog so much ourselves. Like, you know, even though, you know, you were his handler or whatever, and everybody loved the dog anyway and da, da, da. And it was so sad. It was hard for him to let his dog go.
He was putting him on there, and he was just crying.
He was just crying, just putting him on there. What do I do? What do I do? You know?
Yeah.
One guy was crying, carrying the dog all the way down the street, holding him to put him on there. He just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He just, you know, and he was going to be put down, and I'm like, that is so sad. I can't do that either. That breaks my heart. I feel like I'm killing my own dog, even though it's best for them. It still hurts so bad that you're doing it.
Oh, totally. I agree. When I had to do it, I just kept thinking, like, even though I knew, like you say, it was the best thing, you start second guessing yourself because you're like, wait a minute, if that was a person, they wouldn't even have allowed that. They would have, you know, made you like go through every single treatment. So why is it allowed for an animal, you know? So that, then I started second guessing myself, like, oh, maybe it wasn't the right, you know? Oh, it's really hard.
And I done that. And then I've done it even after losing him. And I said, I just knew there was something else I was going to do. Blah, 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 blah. And they're going, no, you did everything. No, if that was the case, then he wouldn't be dead. That's how I say it.
Right.
And it's like,
there's
no way. And they know I would say it. And so they don't, you know, they still say it, but they know that I'm going to say it anyway. You know,
because
they know how attached the animals I am to the animals. And it's like, even my own dog, if it's not my own dog, I cry. Because my client lost her dog here. Her dog died. And I cried so much.
Because
the dog lived here most of the time. She only went home on weekends, and I'm like, and I took care of her most of her sick times, and I'm like, I just don't want to wake up to a dead dog. I really, really don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but they didn't have nowhere else to put her, and you know, and that's so hard for me. That is so hard.
Yeah, totally.
And I cried like she was my own dog. So guess what their Christmas gift was?
Huh.
I had her send pictures of her dog.
Yeah.
You know? And I took 3 pictures and we put it on a mug, a t-shirt, and something else.
Oh, that's cute.
And they had different backgrounds and everything and little sayings like, okay, now, and little tunes or whatever. And I even played on Facebook. I put her on Facebook, you know,
yeah,
with some tunes saying that this is the best dog there is, you know, kind of tunes, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And
that's so cute.
And everybody liked that. And I'm like, and it's like, I said, because I felt like she was my own. And I said, you know, I just, you know, and, you know, and she, and her husband came, picked him up and she goes, oh, she's going to thank you so much for that. And I said, I told her that she would really appreciate it and that she, it would make her day. And he said, oh, it really will.
Oh, that's nice. And it did.
And it did. She said, but it, she said, happy tears. And I said, I knew it would be happy tears.
Yeah.
And I said, I knew it would make you cry, but I knew it was a joy. It was happy tears. And I said,
yeah,
but I wanted you to have something that she goes, they wanted to do that themselves, but they didn't have, you know, the funds or something, even though I didn't have them really either, but I still did it.
Oh, you're sweetheart, Lori. I love it.
So,
so great. What a thoughtful gift. That was very thoughtful. So.
But yours is coming late.
Oh,
yours is still coming late. Like I said, everybody's is coming late. I mean, there's still 3 people that I have, you know, that are still haven't received there. So that's why I said, it's been so late. I didn't get theirs out. They just got theirs only a week ago.
Yeah.
The ones I just told you about. Only a week ago. So it's like, you know, it's really late. That's why I told them it's really late.
Yeah.
<You know?
laughs> So.
Really late. So unless your birthday's around the unless your birthday's around the corner or something, think of it as, you know, whatever, but, you know.
Well, it could be, too. My birthday was March 4th, so it just passed, so that's good. It could
You can think of it as a belated birthday present, then.
A belated birthday. Yeah, you didn't have to do anything like that, Lori, but I do appreciate it. But, yeah, I have 5 minutes to wrap up, and I have one more call to make, so I better go. But I'll call
okay.
you tomorrow at noon your time, and we'll get you taken
yes.
care of, okay? All right,
okay.
Have a great evening.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye, Lori.
You too. Bye.
Bye.